Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
The American dream is more than owning a home. It's owning the right one, which is why I put together the Right Sizing Guide. And if you're listening and don't have a copy, the Right Sizing Guide will guide you through how to get rid of your stuff, and I don't mean just get rid of it, but how to figure out what to do with it. There's five things you can do with your stuff. You can keep it, give it to the kids, sell it, donate it, or throw it away. Owning the right home, find out what is right for you. Get a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide at ericstewartgroup.com today. Or call us toll-free. We'll mail you a copy at 1-800-900-9104. Hey, and a quick plug for our upcoming seminar series. October 11th and 12th will be in Tyson's Corner and also in North Bethesda for my How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar. This is an hour seminar with refreshments and some door prizes and a good time, and it's free. We invite you to join us for all of the excellent points that I've grafted together into one presentation from 30 years of experience to show you when is the best time, when do the most houses sell for the most money, the least amount of time, what kinds of things you can do to make money, 10 questions to ask a realtor before you hire one, all of this together, and you have multiple times to sign up for. Now, if you're not in town, then don't worry because we're going to have it again in November. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, top of the page, and register there for any one of the times that are there. Tell your friends about it as well. Okay? That's ericstewartgroup.com, the How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar series. So, according to Hearth, Hearth is an online resource, a financial tech startup that aims to restore the American dream of owning the right home. There are 8 questions to ask to avoid financial disaster while working towards your American dream. Number 1, how much debt do you hold? Now, why is this so important? Well, I think it's pretty obvious to you and I. There are some that may not know yet why this is so critical, so let me express this briefly. If you calculate your debt-to-income ratio, your overall debt to your overall income, the lower the ratio, the more loans you can qualify for. So if you are making $80,000 a year and you have $200,000 in debt that you pay $1,500 a month on, say student loans of some kind, and then your $80,000, you divide that by 12 months in the year. So let's assume it's about $6,500 a month in income, and $1,500 goes out to service the debt. Your ratio of debt to income is pretty low. You're at less than 25%. If you throw a mortgage on top of that, that's going to give you some sense of what you can afford. So knowing how much debt you hold. Number 2, how much home equity do you have? If you have a house already, how much home equity do you have? That's your home's value minus any debts you owe on the house. You can pledge your equity to a lender, freeing up cash and getting low loan rates. So if you have an $800,000 house, you only owe $200,000, you may be able to borrow more than the $200,000 you already have in a home equity loan that you could use for something else. Number 3, how's your credit? Credit score is calculated based on personal factors like current debt and payment history. The higher it is, the better interest rates you'll achieve on a loan. So you want to be honest with yourself about that. Now, I personally started using a tool called Credit Karma, creditkarma.com, which is a free weekly updatable credit score check app on your smartphone. Download the Credit Karma app and you can check to see how your credit is. Now, they would love for you to use one of their resources for getting a loan. They'll pitch you with certain things, but you pay nothing. It does not affect your credit because they pull it from a tri-merged report that is not a hard pull like you would get if you were going to try to get a car or a house or otherwise, okay? So knowing where your credit is and knowing even by doing this, you can find out how many hard pulls of your credit there may be. Maybe you can find out some issues that you've had with your credit in the past. Think about when you're planning to move. So we often will meet with buyers a year, year and a half, 2 years before they're actually ready to make a move. They were in a small single-family home. There's a couple whose house will be put in on the market next spring. They live in a $375,000 brick-and-block 1950s American rancher, right? Three bedrooms, one full bath upstairs, a full bath in the basement with a room that you can't call a bedroom because the window is too small, but it's still used as a bedroom by the family. They're going to transition out of that and move up to a $500,000 property because they've got two kids, the house, they're busting at the seams, and they're going to pull the equity and make the move. But we've talked to them a year in advance of making this overall transition, and they're now going to be ready, have the house completely prepared. They'll have their credit prepared. They'll be able to pull the equity out. We'll time the sale and the purchase so it will dovetail very nicely. Number five, do you and will you continue to have a steady job? Now, for many of us, like I've been selling real estate. This is my 30th year starting a week and a half from now. But I've had a steady means of income for almost the entirety of my career. Sure, I had a significant drop in income in 2009. For the first 3 months of the year, I think I sold two houses. And I think I sold two houses in the last 3 months of 2009 as we went into a credit crisis. But then from the end of March of 2009 to the end of that year, I sold 59 more houses. So the market opened up for me. So I did have less income that year, but I've had stability and I've had a growing sales volume within my group as our systems for selling houses have become more popular. People know the reputation of what we do, the integrity of how we run our operation, and so on. So I can make a purchase, even though if I don't sell houses, I don't make money. I don't have the stability that some of you all might have, say, if you're employed by the federal government or by a college. If you have faith that you're going to have a steady job, like I do have faith, I'm going to continue to sell houses, you can then have the confidence to be able to pay off your whole loan from the beginning to the end. All right. Number six is, what's your budget? Talk to a few different contractors to get a sense of how much it's going to cost you to spend on, if you're going to build a house, or if you're thinking of being, of you've got a your eye on a property, and let's say you're thinking about moving, you might want to have somebody like, if it's a significant renovation, Boa Builders, that was in here in the show of a couple weeks ago. They can come in at no charge and give you an estimate of what it would cost for you to do renovations. Minimum job for Boa is $250,000. So if it's something less than that, call one of your contractors to come in with you. Number seven, what's your project's timeline? So let's, if you're going to buy, and there is a loan out called the FHA 203K loan, which allows a buyer to buy a property, and let's say it needs $50,000 in renovations, the loan will actually find out what the value of the property will be following the completion of that $50,000. So let's say it's a $250,000 property with $50,000 in investment. You've got $300,000 into it, but it'll be worth $350,000. The lender says, that's a good investment for us. You'll owe $300,000. It'll be worth $350,000. We'll help you come up with the $250,000 to buy. We'll give you the $50,000 in payments over a two-month period to pay the contractors to do the work so that you can improve the value. It's a nice product. If you have a buyer who's handy that you know, somebody who's looking to buy a home, have them contact us and we can go through the wonderful program, FHA 203K, at 1-800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com. Okay, and number eight, you want to be sure that when you find a house, that it's a good house. A buyer came to me this past week. They called me and said, my dad referred me to you, and my husband and I have just gone through a really tough ordeal. We had an agent, and we found out that she was leaving town for a month. And she told us, sort of like she just expected us to wait until she got back. The problem was that this buyer agent had given the buyers some advice and had been reacting to the buyers rather than leading them through the process of identifying homes and telling them what to expect and how to negotiate to win the contract. Buyers had been through three different offers and should have gotten the first house that they really loved, and that would have been the end of the story. But unfortunately, through some missteps by the agent, that didn't happen. So when we sat and I took them out for a cup of coffee at Starbucks to chat after I showed them one of my listings, I met them at one of my listings, I showed them how I show real estate, how our team does, how we point out the good and the bad. We are very straightforward. We want the buyers to understand where they can put money and make money. We also want them to understand when there's a significant defect. Now, this house had no defects, but there were places where it needed to be updated. And so we talked about what it would cost to reseal the tub using miracle method because the porcelain tub had been chipped, that kind of thing. You know, talking about renovations, how it could add value to the property. You as a buyer, you want to understand how you can put money into a house to make money when you're selling. When you're selling down the road, you want to know that you're going to be able to make money by the improvements that you make when you purchase the property, right? So the danger in buying real estate is buying the wrong home and not knowing how to afford it and what needs to get done to it. Get good instruction. Contact us at ericstewartgroup.com. We'll send you a free copy of the Buyer Savvy Guide. Good tool, too. Gosh, running out of time on this segment. I'll be right back.